This goes to Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, fax 989-463-9381. And Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M, like Mary, A-N-N, like November, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Clifford Gamber, G-A-M, like Mary, B, like boy, E-R. Date of birth is May 1st, 1962. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Gamber, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels and proteinuria. He's just recently been diagnosed with multiple myeloma as well as amyloidosis. He's undergone skin biopsy as well as a adipose tissue biopsy. Both were negative for amyloidosis. He's going to have a kidney biopsy done in Midland August 8th. And also, he's going to have a cardiac MRI done this week in Midland, and he may need a cardiac biopsy to determine whether amyloidosis has affected the heart as well as kidneys. He does have nephrotic range proteinuria. A 24-hour urine for protein was done April 19th of this year, and he had 8.37 grams of protein noted. But he does have a normal albumin level. So despite the fact that it's a nephrotic range proteinuria, it is not nephrotic syndrome. So the edema and proteinuria are not nephrotic syndrome. He has had a several-year history of using meloxicam daily, and that was for severe arthritis in hips and knees. He just recently switched to Celebrex, 100 milligram twice a day, not realizing that that actually causes proteinuria and edema of the lower extremities. So he will be stopping that and discussing different pain medication management. Acetaminophen alone does not seem to do much to help him. He is still working as a mechanic and bus driver for St. Louis school system, but he is working on getting on disability and stopping work as soon as possible since he's unable to walk well due to the right hip pain that is very severe. Currently, he denies headaches. He did have some dizziness when he was taking Atenolol 50 milligram daily, and that has improved when he decreased it to 25 milligram once a day. He denies headaches, no vision changes, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have some dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. It is foamy. No blood is visualized, no cloudiness. And he has chronic edema of the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, thyroid disease, recent anemia, multiple myeloma, and amyloidosis diagnosed this year, congestive heart failure, degenerative arthritis, especially of the hips and knees, obstructive sleep apnea, a thyroid nodule found on PET scan, hypogammaglobulinemia, and nephrotic range proteinuria. Past surgical history, he's had a recent bone marrow biopsy, colonoscopy, a left total hip replacement, bilateral knee surgeries, kidney biopsy scheduled for August 8th of this year in Midland. Social history, he quit smoking in 1985 and smoked just for about 5 years prior to that. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife. He is a mechanic and bus driver for St. Louis School District and is trying to get on disability at this time. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, leukemia, hyperlipidemia, thyroid disease, and kidney failure in several uncles. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. He does have some food allergies, bananas, onions, and sweet potatoes. Medications, he's on atenolol, 25 milligram daily, vitamin B12, 500 microgram daily, multivitamin daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, zithromycin, 250 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Celebrex, 100 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, height is 69 inches, weight 257 pounds, pulse 63, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 170 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, difficult to see the uvula due to very prominent tongue. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy. No jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, 3 to 4+ edema from knees to toes bilaterally. Warm skin, there's no lesions or ulcerations. And sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 11th, 2025. Creatinine was 1.67 with estimated GFR of 46. 6.5 of 25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 48. 4.15, 25, creatinine 1.41, GFR 56. 3.28, 25, creatinine 1.51, GFR 51. 3.14, 25, creatinine 1.48, GFR 53. 2.24, 25, creatinine 1.59, and GFR 49. 7.11 of 25, hemoglobin is 9.2 with normal white count, normal platelets, calcium 9.7, sodium 141, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide is 18, albumin 3.44. Liver enzymes are normal. IgG is less than 270. IgA less than 40, and IgM is 39. Kappa free light chains, 2.34. The ratio is 0.13, and the kappa or the lambda free light chains are 17.82, consistent with the plasma cell disorder. Pro-BNP was done 6.5 of 25, and that is 5,930. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with nephrotic range proteinuria, but not nephrotic syndrome. Partially secondary to the plasma cell malignancy, as well as prolonged use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We've encouraged him to stop all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and discuss further pain management with primary care. We're going to repeat labs this week, including antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibodies to screen for the amyloidosis, as well as parathyroid hormone, CBC, and renal panel. We would like to continue labs every month. He will be working with University of Michigan Oncology and possibly starting treatment for the amyloidosis and the multiple myeloma plasma cell disorder condition. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.